have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah.
They hate and they pouring, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Hallelujah.
They hate and they pouring, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
In the pew, searching for my purpose. Okay. The preacher on fire got me focused in the service. He said, blessed the man, I'm pressing through the fire. It seems I'm falling back, but I know I'm going higher. Favor don't look like favor, look like a dead end. You preaching today, sir, please say it again. Faith is what we hope for, speak it to existence. At times I feel lost, it's like I'm out of position. Then my mind starts racing, thinking about David and how he had one stone and dropped him to the pavement. Now I hear the word. How Joseph was abandoned, and even though he fell, his faith was still standing. I'ma toughen up and walk the miles that he chose. He's gonna throw me in the den, but your mouth will be closed. The word on fire, the anointing, I can hear it. I'm sitting in this rolling, I can feel his Holy Spirit.
They hate and they pour and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
The devil won't get me, cause the Lord already saved me. I'm clutching on his grace, embracing all that he gave me. At times I get weary, the storm means I'm tested. I ask to be purged, just in case I got infected. Before I came in, I was listening to church. He said, we got the victory, I'm healed from the hurt. I started feeling good, but would it last throughout the week? Pastor, I'm being real, it's the truth that I speak. I'm called to be chosen, I'm called to be great. But I'm wrapped up in his flesh, and my faith begins to break. Then I remember about James 1:12 and how we serve the one and his name never fails. I hear the altar call, yeah, he pulling on my soul. I'm feeling recharged, I was back on my pole. Was weak for a minute, but greater is he. Now I'm walking in my purpose and his favor on me.
They hate and they pour and they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growin', they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growin', they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growin', they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.
Hello, 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 beautiful people. We are on the podcast tonight one more time, you all. Listen, God is just truly amazing. I'm trying to get settled here. God is truly amazing, and we're so thankful to God to be able to have this platform to minister the gospel through the airways. Amen, amen. Let's give God some glory on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. So we're here with the podcast. You know what? I don't even know what episode this is, y'all. I don't know what episode this is, but to God be the glory. Come on
hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This season 2, though.
This season 2.
This season 2.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So this is episode like 2 of season 2.
That's right.
Hey, man, come on here, y'all. Glory be to God. Good evening to everyone that's listening in. Good evening to everyone that's on the Facebook Live. Glory be to God. We want to just say we love each and every one of you guys. Hallelujah. Before we start, first thing, do you want to pray in or you want to just, how you want to do it? Hallelujah. We can pray in, then we can go in for the, you know, go
yes.
in for the word of encouragement and
Amen.
Go with the word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for today. Lord, we thank you for keeping us in perfect peace, oh God. We thank you for covering us, oh God. We thank you for your protection, oh God. We thank you for those that are watching on live. We thank you for those that are listening. And, oh God, Lord, we thank you for our sister, the CEO of Elations Radio, Kimmy Robinson, oh God. Lord, we thank you for just doing what you said you're going to do. Father, we stand in position knowing that you're going to lead us across, lead us to our destination. God, we thank you for decreasing
yes.
us and allow the Holy Spirit to increase
yes.
us, God. Lord, pour out, pour into us as
uh-huh.
we pour out to your
yes,
people.
Lord.
Lord, give us the exact words to say
yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. How many of us know we got to keep on going?
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. We got to keep on going. No matter what it looks like, we got to keep on going. Hallelujah. I know many of us are in a season where it may feel like it's not going to happen, right? Hallelujah. We may feel like we're about ready to throw in the towel, right? Glory be to God. But the Lord is saying, I need you to keep on fighting. Hallelujah. Because right there where you're fighting is the exact place where you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In that location where it seems like you're uncomfortable or it seems like you're not familiar with everything that's going on, that is where the Lord is about to bless you at. Glory be to God. And what we're going to be talking about today, it's going to back that up. Hallelujah. That what you're facing right now, the things that's coming up against you, that's the exact location that God is about to bless you in, First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's the exact location that the Lord is about to bless you in, brother. Sister, glory be to God. It's in that uncomfortable position is where you're about to get blessed. Hallelujah. I know many of us, hallelujah, we've heard this before, glory be to God, but how many of us know that his word never comes back void? Oh, my Lord, on today, he is not a man that he shall lie. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we must keep on believing. We must keep on trusting. Glory be to God. We must keep on worshiping. We must keep on praising. Glory be to God. Because just at the right time, the Lord is about to reign. And just the right time, the Lord is about to bless. Glory be to God. For the book of Galatians, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, it says that don't get tired of doing the good thing, but just at the right time. Oh, my Lord. I'm speaking to somebody this evening. We are speaking to somebody this evening, First Lady. But just at the right time, I know you are. I want to talk to the one that's tired right now. Hallelujah. I want to talk to the one that really don't want to get up. Hallelujah. From day to day because of so much stuff you up against right now. God has said, hallelujah, that you are the one that he's about to bless. Because come hell and high water, you are still praising God. You are still studying to show yourself approved. Glory be to God. The Lord is saying right now tonight, your faith, hallelujah, has brought forth many a blessings on your life. I'm talking to somebody who's been going through but still having faith. The Lord has told me to tell you that your faith has paid it forward.
That's right. Come on.
Woo! I need somebody to hear what I just said. Your faith has paid it forward.
Yeah.
Oh, my listeners, hallelujah, wherever our listeners at right now, go ahead and put somebody on the three-way right now. High five the person that's on the phone with you and say, your faith has paid it forward. Oh, my Lord, to the ones on Facebook, tell your virtual neighbor, your faith has paid it forward. Hallelujah. Think it not strange that you're on this phone right now. Think it not strange that you're on this live right now. The Lord has sent us to tell you your faith has paid it forward.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Your faith has paid it forward. How many of us expecting a miracle? Amen. I know I'm expecting God to move mightily, and we're holding on to the garment knowing and allow him to lead. And we have to do that, Pastor, in order to be made new and to be free. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, the things of the world, it tries to keep us in bondage. But as long as we hold on to the garment of God, that's when God is going to allow us to be free.
Yeah.
And he will allow us to go across to receive what we are waiting on God to do.
Yeah.
But we cannot look on the side of us. We got to stay, keep our eyes focused on God.
Yeah.
And sometimes it gets hard because
yeah.
when the trials and tribulations come, Pastor, we want to throw in the towel. We want to give up. But as long as we hold on to God and believe him,
uh-huh.
God said, and I know we talked about this before, when the lady with the blood issue, when her faith is what got her healed. See, God said to have faith in me alone.
Yeah.
Because your faith is what moves mountains.
Yeah.
Think about it. When you put all your eggs in a basket of someone, that means you're having faith that they're going to do exactly what you believe that they're going to do. Exactly what you what you've been praying for, exactly what you want them to do.
Yeah.
And that's what God said. As long as you keep your mind on me, as long as you stay praying and trusting that I am going to do exactly what I said I was going to do,
yeah,
and know that whatever you pray for, it
yeah
is so. And as long as you have faith and believe
yeah
that God is going to do it. And a lot of us want God to do it on our time.
Yes,
but
sir,
you got to understand that when God do it on his time, it's the right time.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because
right
God take us through some things to build us for the blessing.
Yeah.
So at the right time, you will receive what you've been praying for.
Mm.
At the right time. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Just because you ain't receiving it when you want it, God said you will receive it.
Yeah.
But you got to just have faith and know that he is going to do it alone.
You got to have faith, family. You must have faith in God. Hallelujah. Well, we want to go ahead and get into the word on tonight. Hallelujah. It's actually what we had Bible study the other day in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord just wanted us to reiterate and kind of expound a little more on this. Hallelujah. And it's going to be called All You Gaze Instead of
Come
Me.
On.
Hallelujah. And that simply means, are you focusing on what God is doing? Are you focusing, glory be to God, on the promises of God? Hallelujah. Or are you focusing on the situation? Are you focusing on the problem? Hallelujah. See, many of us spend all our time focusing on the problem. Hallelujah. So that's why we become stressed out. Come on, somebody. That's why we become depressed, because we are focusing on the problem. Hallelujah. But as we go into this discussion today, we're going to discuss how you are gazing steadily, how gazing steadily will open the heaven doors, how gazing steadily will bring forth your healing, will bring forth your increase, will bring forth your promotion. But you got to be gazing steadily on the things of God. Oh, my Lord, on today. This is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we want to go into the book of Acts. Amen. We want to go into the book of Acts, and we're going to be going from the book, from starting in chapter 7. That's where I want to take you at. Glory be to God. And I'm going to be jumping around in a couple of other books just to make this plain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we got to understand that a lot of things that we go through, we bring on ourselves because we lose sight of God. Ooh, where are my listeners at? Hallelujah. Where are my listeners at? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A lot of us, glory be to God, bring stuff on ourselves because we are not gazing on the things of God. We lose sight of the things of God. And it's easy to do so, family.
Right. Come on,
it's easy to do so. We know that things are going to happen. Hallelujah. That we have no control over. We know things are going to take place that we have no control over. I like to call those sucker punches.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Catch us off guard. Hallelujah. Might cause us to stumble. But when we get back, we got to continue to gaze. Hallelujah. We can't allow that punch to allow us to lose focus. And I'm going to be talking about something here that a brother, hallelujah, by the name of Stephen, he was getting hit, but he still refused to lose focus.
Uh-huh.
Right? In the book of Acts chapter 7:55, it says, hallelujah, but Stephen, full of Holy Spirit, gazed steadily. And I just want to stop right there. Glory be to God. It says that he gazed steadily. Hallelujah. Where my witness at? Glory be to God. He kept his focus on what mattered. Amen. And if we go to Philippians 3:14, hallelujah, our brother Apostle Paul, he says that I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Now, how was Apostle Paul able, hallelujah, to press on, hallelujah, because he kept his sight, he kept his focus on God.
Right.
Now, this is what Stephen was doing. Stephen had went into a season of persecution. Ooh. Stephen had stepped into a season of ridicule.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, somebody. Stephen has stepped into a season of gossiping, of backbiting. Hallelujah. But Stephen said, I'm not going to allow neither one of these stones to distract me from where my sight needs to be. I'm not going to allow neither one of these stones to get me from gazing steadily unto the heavens. Oh, come on here. See, we got to understand that when our focus is on God, that's when we begin to receive, family. No, don't nobody want to talk to me. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get you to understand how you can make it out of that situation that you are in. Huh? I'm trying to encourage you, my wife and I, on how you can get out of that circumstance, out of that abusive relationship, out of that financial hardship that you're in. We're trying to allow you to understand that you don't have to be bothered by these stones. And being focused on the word of God will keep you from the pain of the situation that you're facing. As long as you're gazing steadily. Glory be to God. And if we go to Acts 7, glory be to God, it talks about how when Stephen, as he begins to gaze, first lady, hallelujah, it says that Stephen began to see heaven. He began to see, hallelujah, God and Jesus standing on God's right hand. Hallelujah. It said the heavens opened.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, on today. Watch this, hallelujah. Sister Kim, it says that the heavens opened, but they only opened because he was gazing steadily.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, my Lord, on today. This is good. Mm-hmm. Listen, when the heavens open, that simply means blessing.
Uh-huh. Come on,
huh?
Come on.
When the Lord begins to open the heavens, that means that he's about to pour blessings upon your life. Well, Pastor, how can these blessings begin to pour on my life? How can I get heaven doors to open? How can I get God to notice me? Hallelujah. By gazing steadily.
Right. Come on.
Oh, my Lord, on today. By gazing steadily, that's how you're going to get God to notice you. That's how you're going to get the Holy Spirit to recognize you, by gazing steadily. My wife, at the beginning of this podcast, hallelujah, she began to speak on the lady with the blood issue. Hallelujah. We love that story. If you know my wife and I, we love, hallelujah, talking about the woman with the blood issue.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But it's something that took place that allowed her to get through the crowd. Mm-hmm. Huh? It allowed her to, what happened? I'm glad y'all asking us. Ooh, that's a good question. She kept her focus on Jesus. She kept her focus on the garment. Hallelujah. Mind you, watch this. Sister Gim, hallelujah. It says that, hallelujah, that she went through a crowd. So
yes.
That means that any given time, she could have lost sight of the healing if she would have been distracted.
Come on now.
Oh, that was a crowd. But throughout the crowd, she still began to gaze steadily, hallelujah, through the crowd of disappointment, through the crowd of gossiping. Are you staying focused on God? Huh? Come on, somebody. When things are not going the way you think they should go, are you staying focused on God? Are you gazing steadily? The woman with the blood issue began to gaze steadily. That's why she didn't lose sight of her blessing. See, many of us are losing sight of our blessings because we are not gazing steadily. Oh, my Lord, on today. And then we got the audacity to say, God, you have forgotten me. Hallelujah. How dare you, when you have lost focus on God, when you took your sight off the garment, you are the reason why you have lost your blessings, lost sight of your blessings, because you stopped gazing steadily. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to us this evening. Hallelujah. See, I can't worry about the people that's talking about the ministry. I can't worry about the people that's talking about the businesses, the books, the music, because I'm too busy gazing steadily on God. Because if I choose to be distracted, I'm going to miss my direction. I'm going to miss the instruction. So I got to gaze steadily. We cannot allow no hater. You cannot allow no hater to disturb you, to distort your vision. Many of us are allowing the enemy to distort our vision, and that's why we are not seeing things clearly. That's why we cannot see the letter day, because we are allowing the enemy to take us away from God, and we are not gazing steadily. But Stephen said, I don't care what I get hit with in this season. I don't care who's throwing the stones in this season. I don't care who coming against me in this season. I'm going to keep my focus on the hill. I'm going to keep my focus on the deliverer. I'm going to gaze steadily, because I know that any day now, somebody say any day now, any day now, it's going to be a shift, and the shift is going to be in my favor. As long as I begin to gaze steadily, somebody says, oh, my Lord, on today, somebody should say, there's about to be a shift in my favor.
There's about to
feel it, Sister Pastor. I feel it. There is about to be a shift in my favor. Why is there about to be a shift in my favor? Because I am gazing steadily.
That's right. Listen, you all, I want you to know that when you're doing the things of God and when you're on the right course, the people will come up against what God has told you to do.
Come on.
So we should be praising instead of having a pity party.
Yeah.
And, turn your worry into worship. Come on, I like to say that. Turn your frustration into praise.
Yeah.
Come on now. In the name of Jesus. And as Pastor was speaking on Stephen and Acts, the apostles got together and they fellowship. And it said that the Spirit of the Lord fell on them so heavy, you know, to the point they were speaking in tongues. Come on now. So basically, God equipped them for what they was about to do. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Then it said that when they all came together and when they picked Stephen to be the lead, the food, when they was giving out the food, you guys forgive me, but I read so much, he was giving out the food. Come on now. And so, therefore, they knew the power that Stephen had. Come on now. When they brought Stephen into where the leading priest, now, they say these are leading priests. These are people with titles. Come on now. But they didn't have no connection with God. And they stoned Stephen because he had the power of God. And it said when he went into the place where they was questioning him, they saw his face bright like an angel. Come on now. So don't give up on what God is telling you to do. Matter of fact, when things start coming your way, you go deeper. You go deeper
come
in
on,
God
man.
Because people are going to see the glory.
Come on now.
It doesn't matter what stone being thrown at you. Come on now in the name of Jesus. See, the word of God says the stone that you rejected, God made it the cornerstone. Come on now. He became the cornerstone.
Yeah.
And God said, I will hold up anything that I told my children to do. Think of a cornerstone. What it do? It holds stuff up. It's that piece that goes on the corner. Come on now. That makes stuff not fall apart. Make a house not fall apart. Come on now in the name of Jesus. So therefore, when you hold on to God, he said, I am going to be your cornerstone. See, Stephen held on to God, Pastor, and God became Stephen's cornerstone. And he allowed all his enemies to see the glory on his face.
Yeah.
And he didn't worry about what they were doing. He kept his eyes on God. See, the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy's job is to not make you believe what God has spoken over your life is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to throw these stones at you. He gets to throw all these different things at you. But you got to remember to keep your eyes on God and recite the word back. The enemy is afraid of the word. See, because he's afraid what it is, he's afraid of the power that comes behind it. The enemy knows the word. But see, he don't have the power that comes behind the word. See, once we connect to God, we have the power and the word.
Oh.
It said that the disciples walk with the word.
Yes, Lord.
See, when you connect to God, you walk with the word.
Uh-huh.
And God said, whatever you ask me for, it is granted because you're walking with the word.
Uh-huh.
You're walking with power. When Jesus left the earth, he said, I left back the advocate on your behalf. That means when he left back the advocate, he left back power for you. Come on now in the name of Jesus. So regardless of what they are doing, with what
that's
people
good.
Are saying, what they're trying
good.
To knock down your
that's
business,
good.
They're trying to
that's
talk
good.
About your ministry,
yeah.
they're trying to talk about whatever it is,
yeah.
you keep your eyes gazing on
yeah.
God. Come on now. You keep your eyes gazed on God. Because God said, as long as you doing what I do, the stones that they're throwing at you, I'm going to be making a cornerstone.
Ooh.
I'm going to make it to build you and put
yeah.
you to your neck.
Yeah.
See, come on now in the name of Jesus. Judas was in the circle for a reason. Don't you know Jesus had the power, babe, to remove Judas?
That's good. Come on now.
But he said, I see you, Judas. I see you.
Uh-huh.
I see you.
Yeah.
But see, I need you here because you're going to push me to my neck.
That's good.
Come on now.
Ooh.
Some of us be like, Lord, take these people out of my life. These people ain't no good. Da, da, da. God said, I'm going to keep them here. They won't be able to touch you because as long as you keep your eyes gazing on me, they won't be able to touch you. But see,
enemies, I'm about to make your enemies your footstool.
Mm.
I'm about to allow your enemies to push you to your neck.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Have you ever known that somebody didn't mean to say, have you ever been in a position where you didn't mean to say something but it came out? See, your enemies would not even mean to tell somebody about your business, but because you have the connection with God, it'll slip out of their mouth. See, God said, I will make your enemies your footstool. They not even understand why they bragging about your business. But because you keeping your eyes gazed on God, God said, I'm going to make your enemies push you to your neck. See, when Stephen was in the midst of his enemies, they pushed him to his neck. Because why, Pastor? He did not take his eyes off the heavenly realm. See, when we keep our eyes on the heavenly realm, it said that the heavens open up. And Stephen told them, Pastor, look, y'all, the heavens is open. I see Jesus at the right hand of the Father. He was letting them know, but see, y'all so busy focused on me, y'all gonna miss it. But see, I need you in this position. I need you to be throwing stones at me because you're about to push me to my neck. You're about to take me to glory. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, y'all. I'm talking so fast, but oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, when we do what God says do, when we continue to keep our eyes on God, he's laughing at me, y'all. Well, when we continue to keep our eyes on God, that's when God will push us to our neck.
Yeah.
Come on now in the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
We got to keep our eyes on God. The enemy's job is to get us off of the promise. The enemy's job is to get us off the promise. Come on now. So that's why God said, keep your eyes gazing on me. See, their job was to try to get a reaction out of Stephen. We're going to hit him with this stone. We're going to hit him with that. We're going to hit him with that. We're going to hit him with that. They wanted him to stop and look left and look right. If he would have stopped, he would have missed the opening of heaven.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
We got to continue to keep focused on God.
That's good.
But first, you got to get in the presence of God.
You got to get in the
It
presence.
Must be daily, Pastor. God said, give me your daily bread. Because the enemy is waiting. He goes to and from. Seeking who he can devour. But once your feet hit the floor and you have given God your first. Your first bread.
Yeah, come on now. Your first bread. Come on now.
Come on now in the name of Jesus.
Your first bread. Come on now.
You already setting a trap for the enemy.
You're talking about your first bread.
You woke up today.
Whoa, my Lord.
And as long as you get in position.
Oh, my Lord. Come on here.
With God in the morning.
Whoa.
As soon as your eyes wake up, you speak to the Lord. And let him know cover you.
Prophesied
over yourself. Just start prophesying over yourself. Soon as your eyes open up, today is going to be a good day. Today I'm going to defeat my giants.
Mm.
Today I'm going to walk into my destiny. Today everything that is not like God is going to be flushed up out of me. And the holy oil is going to pour on me. And I'm going to be filled with the anointing. See, we got to speak over ourselves first thing in the morning. You already setting a trap for the enemy. And the trap that he's setting for you, he's going to follow his own trap because you already giving God your daily bread.
My Lord.
Hallelujah. So we got to continue to seek God. It said that before God sent the apostles out, and this was in Acts 2:1.
My Lord.
It said they fellowship. And this is Acts 2:4 where it says the Spirit of God fell upon them, and they began to speak in the heavenly tongues. Because they first gave God their daily bread.
My Lord.
So whatever started coming up against them, they wasn't worried about it, Pastor.
That's good. Yeah.
Because they already had set the tone. They already had seek ye the kingdom of God and allow everything to be added on to their life.
That's good.
They already had been in the face, in the presence of God. So whatever was trying to throw stones at them, it didn't bother them. It bounced off and they gazed into the heavenly realm. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. So I'm here to tell you all, keep your eyes on Jesus. God said that what I promise you will manifest, but the enemy's job is to make you think that it's not. So he throws stones. But as long as you keep your eyes on the prize,
yes,
which is the Holy Ghost,
yes,
which is Jehovah Jireh, which is the Prince of Peace, God said you will see the heavens open.
That's good. That's
hallelujah
good.
In the name of
that's
Jesus.
Good. You said something good. Oh, man, this is awesome. You brought up Judas and Jesus. I want somebody
yes.
to understand this. Hallelujah. Judas was one of the disciples that was going with Jesus everywhere he went. Hallelujah. But he had hidden agendas.
Yeah.
Right? He was coming up against Jesus. But Jesus never took his focus off of his father's business.
Come on.
Listen.
This is good.
He never missed a beat. Despite Judas stealing money, doing everything he was doing, Jesus never was distracted by the works of Judas. He kept on doing what, oh, my Lord, what the Father wanted him to do because he was gazing steadily on the prize. Y'all
right.
better talk to me. So many of us are allowing what people are doing to us to get us off. Hallelujah. But we must continue to stay focused on the things of God. Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. Listen. And also, as my wife was talking, hallelujah, something amazing was brought to my attention. It said that Stephen was dragged out. Listen, so he was dragged out. Not only was he gazing steadily, but he repositioned himself back to the posture.
That's good. Come on.
Ooh, listen. He got back into the posture.
Uh-huh.
Huh? He was gazing steadily while being postured. Even though they tried to knock him out of posture, he got back. Oh, y'all better talk to me. The enemy don't like when you're postured. He doesn't like when you're at the feet of Jesus. He doesn't like when you're at the correct posture, first lady. He's
right.
trying to knock you out of position. But it says that he was dragged, but he got back into the posture and begins to gaze steadily, and that's why he was blessed.
That's right. Come on.
Because he refused to allow the enemy to get him out of position.
That's right. Come on.
When we are gazing steadily, we are not allowing nobody or nothing to sway us. We are not allowing nobody or nothing to get us out of position. My wife got to talking about the first bread. Somebody right now has been having people in their ear, and you have not been given your first bread. You better talk to me. The Lord is saying, I don't need it, but I'm just trying to see if you're going to be obedient. I'm trying to see if you're going to continue to gaze. The Lord is saying, do not allow nothing to distract you from doing what God has told you to do. Whoa! You got to give God your first bread. In doing that, you just gazing steadily. You're not worrying about nothing. Glory be to God. Listen. Can I be transparent a little bit? My wife and I has been going through some stuff, right? We've been getting hit. Hallelujah. But look, we had some bills come up, right? Hallelujah. Look here, I want to be transparent, people. Hallelujah. Family, I want to be transparent because I'm testifying about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. As we begin to have these things come up on us, we begin to gaze steadily. Listen, we're not talking about one. We're talking about a couple of bills, right? Hallelujah, at a decent amount. Hallelujah. I'm not going to tell you the amount because it's none of your business. Hallelujah. But it's a decent amount. Glory be to God. But God came through because we was gazing steadily. The Lord has wiped out.
Unexpected.
The Lord has wiped out those bills unexpectedly. Come on, somebody. He has wiped out those bills. Glory be to God. So now we don't have the amount owed. Glory be. We don't have the amount due because we begin to gaze steadily. Y'all better talk to me. See, as the stones was begin to hit, try to hit us, we begin to just focus on God. I'm telling you that I don't care what's trying to come up against you. You got to open up your window and you got to begin to praise God even louder. It says in Daniel 16, hallelujah, that it was a law that had been made, and they were trying to get Daniel to stop praying. They were trying to get him to compromise. Then it said that Daniel went up to his room. Not only did he go up to his room, first lady, he raised up the window to let the people know that I'm not going to compromise. Hallelujah. Watch this. It's something powerful. It's something amazing happened because he refused to compromise and because he gazed steadily. As he began to gaze steadily, we know that he was thrown in the lion's den, but he was protected because he was gazing steadily. And not only was he protected in the lion's den, when he got out, he was prosperous.
Come on. That's right.
Y'all don't want to talk.
Right.
Hallelujah. Now, it's Daniel 6 and 10. 6 and verse 10, Sister Pastor. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Glory be to God. It tells us, hallelujah. I'm sorry. I apologize because it did sound like I said that right there. I'm sorry. It's the book of Daniel. chapter 6, verse 10. I apologize. Hallelujah. I get excited. Glory be to God. But we got to understand, hallelujah, right, that he was protected and he was prosperous. Listen. Somebody should have lost a sanctified mind. He was protected and he was prosperous because he continues to gain steadily. He did not compromise. Church, we have to stop compromising. When the enemy tells us to turn the gospel down, we got to turn it up two notches. We got to put it on the amplifier because that's going to bring our protection and that's going to bring us prosperity. Oh, we learned that in Daniel.
Come on. Listen, you all. Before Joshua and them took over the promised land, before they went to bring down the walls of Jericho, they had to get in the position to hear it clear from God. And they fasted. Come on now.
Good.
They fasted, and then God told them, this is what you do. He told them each step, how to each level of how to destroy your enemy, how to get to what I promised you. Come on now. God promised them the land. Come on now. But they had to get in the position and say, God, how do you want me to proceed?
Yeah.
See, God promised us some things, and we sit back and just wait. We sit back, some of us, and don't read. We sit back and don't pray. We sit back and just wait on God to open the doors. But you got to get in the position so God can tell you how to pursue. See, because God knows that once you get in that position, once God promised you some things, the enemy is already up. Like, yeah, they think they're going to get it. I'm finna knock them off. That's his job. He's ready to knock you off from getting what God promised. But once you get in a position so you can get instructions and seek the face of God, he's going to tell you. See, when they got to the walls of Jericho, God told them what to do. And when the walls came down, they still had some people in the land who they had to attack in their promise.
Mm-hmm.
With new levels, new devils.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. So you got to get clear instructions on how to drive out the enemy. Come on now. You got to get clear instructions on how to tell the enemy to get out of my land that God promised me.
That's
because
good.
He's waiting. Oh, God promised you that?
That's
oh,
good.
I'm going to walk around here and I'm going to try to move you.
That's
but
good.
As long as you get clear instructions on how to move him, mm-hmm. God said, I'm going to go before you. God was with them when they crossed over the Jordan. God was with them when they got to the Jericho. Come on now. And everything that was coming up behind them, when their enemies was coming up behind them, that God allowed them to drown in the Jericho. Come on now. When the enemy, when they got to the Jericho walls, they was able to defeat every enemy that was in their promised land because they heard clear instructions from God. So that's why it's a must we keep our eyes glazed on God. It's a must that we give God our first fruit. Come on now in the name of Jesus. It's a must that we get clear instructions. Yes, God is the type of God that will push everything back and allow you to jump over it. But he want to see if you got faith.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to see? Are you going to seek his faith to hear him clearly? Because God said it's not about the things that I'm mm-hmm. going to give you. It's about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Because Stephen had a relationship with mm-hmm. God, he didn't worry about it. All Stephen was worried about is going to glory. That's all he was talking worried about. King Kurt, throw your stones. I'm going to glory. I'm going to keep my eyes focused on God because I know he will fight my battle. I know where my help comes from. I know as long as I keep my eyes glazed on God, he's going to break off everything that's trying to destroy me, that's trying to keep me in bondage. See, we got to have our eyes glazed on the Lord God. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. When God told Abraham to get up and go, it said that Abraham built altars as he was traveling. Come on now in the name of Jesus. That means he had to get in position and say, God, okay, I'm here now. Which way you want me to go? Okay, God, I'm right here. It don't seem like it's going to manifest. What do you need me to do? And God was telling him, keep going. I'm about to make you the father of many nations. That was a promise. Look at Joseph. Joseph. His brothers, God gave him a dream. God told him where I'm about to take you. God told him, I'm about to take you. I'm about to make you the governor of Egypt. And there was something with the coat. And he told his brothers, and the enemy attached to them, so they was trying to destroy it. But because Joseph kept his eyes focused on God.
That's good.
He kept his eyes glazed on God. He was able to make it to the promise that God gave him. See, some of us get off. We get off and we let that flesh step in. We got to kill the flesh daily. Because what is pleasing to the flesh ain't good to the spirit. Come on now in the name of Jesus. So that's why, because God said, what I'm going to give you is going to please the spirit and the flesh. What God is going to bring you, think about it. I was in a marriage before this, before my husband, before my Boaz. It was only pleasing to the flesh. But then when I let God come in and bring me my Boaz, he's pleasing to the flesh and the spirit. Oh, my God. Because he's connected to God. And he leads me like God told him to lead me. Who am I talking to? He leads the family like God tells him to lead. I don't have to worry about him putting his hands on me because he's connected to God. See, when I allowed the flesh to rise up, I was connected to the world. But when I let the flesh die and allowed the spirit to rise up in me, I got what God had for me. And it was pleasing to me, to the spirit and the flesh. Come on now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I don't have to worry about him putting his hands on me. I don't have to worry about him going out here doing what the worldly men do. Come on now, because he's connected to the Holy One. Because he keeps his eyes glazed on God. So you have to keep your eyes glazed on God.
Yes,
and
yes,
get,
keep it gazed.
I said glazed. Oh, Lord. Don't miss. Keep your eyes gazed.
Keep your eyes
gazed on God, y'all. Listen, keep your eyes gazed on God, because he's going to allow the spirit to rise up, and so you can step into your promise.
Yes. Yes.
He will give you your house you desire. He will give you your car you desire. But you got to keep your eyes on him and let him know, I thank you for this stuff, but God, I'm not going to focus on this. I'm going to keep my eyes on you.
Yes.
God said, I will give you your heart desire.
Yes.
But you got to keep your eyes on me. God is the type of God, he will allow you to build in whatever your heart wants you to desire. Whatever business, whatever ministry. If God, he said, I will build you up for it. But you got to keep your eyes on me. You got to focus on me.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We cannot just focus on the flesh. We got to focus on the spirit and kill the flesh.
Yes.
Come on now. Some of us, we focusing on what feels good to the flesh. Hallelujah. We focusing on what feels good to the flesh.
I want to ask you something, because as we begin to talk about the crossing of the Jordan River, amen, and how the Israelites got to the Jericho wall and what they had to do. Hallelujah. I want to ask a question. How many of us are focused on the wall? Or how many of us are focused on the wall?
Good.
Amen. See, we got to understand that when we get to this wall, many of us come to this Jericho wall. We all do. We all come to a Jericho wall in our life, right? We all come to this wall. Hallelujah. It looks like it's impossible to get over it. It looks like nothing is going to happen for us good. It looks like the doors are closed. This is the walls of Jericho. And many of us are focusing on the wall that we're not focusing on the wall removal. But we see in the book of Joshua how Joshua led them because he was gazed steadily on the wall remover.
Yes.
Amen. That's the only reason that wall came down, is because he was focused on the Lord God and not the wall.
That's good, y'all.
Hallelujah. Listen, we cannot focus on the wall. Here we go again, because the wall is a problem, right? And then we have the solution, right? How many of us know the only way to get an answer to the problem is focusing on the solution?
That's right, Pastor.
Amen. Come on, somebody. As long as we gaze steadily on the solution, that's going to give us the answer to the problem that's in front of us. Come on, somebody. I love math, and I used this before, that when you sit in the math class, the instructor, the teacher, the professor is going to give you the solution to the math problem. He's going to give you the problem, and then he's going to give you the solution. Now, if you constantly look at the problem without looking at the solution and try to gaze on that problem, you're not going to be able to move past that problem.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not focusing on the solution. You're not gazing on the solution. So you cannot get the answer to the problem. This is what the Joshua and the Israelites did. They was presented the problem, and they was presented the solution. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, I want to speak to somebody right now. The Lord gives us the problem, and he's going to he presents us the problem, and he's going to present to us the solution. Now, which one will you gaze on?
That's good.
Huh? Are you going to continue to gaze on the problem or the solution? When you gaze on the solution, that's going to give you the answer to that problem, i.e., you're going to be able to knock down the walls of Jericho. Oh, I wish I had a church right now. I feel like, oh, my Lord, the doors of the church are now open. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to understand that when you gaze steadily on the solution, hallelujah, somebody tell your neighbor, gaze on the solution.
Gaze on the solution.
Hallelujah. Gaze steadily on the solution.
Yes.
Well, as long as we are focusing, and we already know the solution is Jesus. As long as we are focusing on the Father, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, that's going to give us the answer to whatever wall that's in front of us, and it's going to allow us to knock down that wall and then begin to walk in a season where we're gathering the plunder.
Good. Come on.
Ooh, my
Amen.
Lord, on today. Hallelujah. See, look. Many of us cannot gather the plunder. Sister Pastor, plunder is a gift that was on the other side, that the gold and the silver. Hallelujah. Many of us cannot grab the prosperity, right? Hallelujah. Our increase, right? Because we are so focused on the problem that we are still in the season of trying to knock down the wall.
Ooh.
What?
That's good. Come on.
Whoa. Oh, my Lord, on today, glory be to God. But we come to tell y'all tonight, hallelujah, that if you are in a season where you're still trying to knock down the wall, the Lord is still giving you an opportunity to focus on him, to focus on the solution, so you can get the strength to knock down the walls of Jericho, so you can walk into the season where you're going to be having a steady flow, so you can walk in a season that's flowing with milk and honey, so you can walk in a season where you see harvest after harvest. But first, you got to go through the season where you're knocking down the walls of Jericho, where you're constantly gazing on the promises of God. As long as you are gazing on the promises of God, you're going to always be walking in a season of prosperity, because where God is, there is no lack.
That's good. Come on.
Where God is, there is no sickness. Woo! My Lord, on today. But we got to gaze steadily. Yes, I see. I help me. I feel the anointing on this life. The Lord has sent us to tell somebody, gaze steadily upon him, thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. And once you begin to gaze steadily, the wall of Jericho will come tumbling down, and you will begin to reach forth and grab your increase.
My God.
Whoa.
Good.
Whoa, my Lord, on today.
Yes, listen, you all.
Whoa.
In order for David to defeat Goliath, he was gazed on God.
Come on, he was gazed.
See, the others ran because they were focusing on the giant. But when you focus on God, he will allow you to defeat your giant.
This is good.
See, we cannot look at the opposition, the things that is coming up against us, because that's what the enemy wants you to do. Because when you start looking at the things that is coming up against you, you are going to run away from what God has called you to do.
Yeah.
That's what the Israelites did.
Yeah.
When they saw the giant, they ran away.
Yeah.
But see, David said, nope, I'm built for this. Mm. I've been training for this.
Come on here.
I gave God my daily bread for this. I'm going to go, I don't care how big he is. I don't care what the situation looks like. I'm about to knock down this giant. I'm about to go to my neck. I don't care what it looks like.
Ooh.
I don't care what things coming up against you. God said, I have already equipped you. I have already given you the power to knock down your giant.
Yeah.
Come on now. Don't run. Don't go the other way. Don't try to detour.
Mm.
God said, I'm taking you this way for a reason. Because when you start detouring, you put your hands in it.
Uh-huh.
God said, I'm going to take you this way for a reason. Come on now. I already equipped you to bring down your giant. Come on now. See, David was in the field. He was already defeating birds and lions and all those different things. So he was already equipped. That's why he was like, what are y'all scared for? Come on now. God is the same God he was yesterday, today, and forever. Come on now. So if he gave Jacob, Isaac, and David the power, he gave that same power to you as long as you connect. And he said, I will give you the power to defeat anything that comes your way. All you got to do is speak it. All you out of the way. Mountains have to move. Demons tremble. Come on now, because I'm already equipped for where I'm going. I'm already equipped to defeat the giant. I'm already equipped to knock down the enemy. I'm already equipped to bring down the Jericho walls. I'm already equipped to split the Red Sea. I'm already equipped because we got the power. Don't you think if we come up against the, what happens when we come up against a sea? We go the opposite way. We try to detour. But Moses said, I'm holding the power. I got to connect. I got to keep my eyes gazed on God.
That's good.
And when he did that, Pastor, the Red Sea split. And they were able to go across.
That's good.
And everything that was trying to harm them drowned in what they went across in.
That's good.
Everything, see, what God is, what is impossible for man is possible to God. See, he allowed them to cross over.
That's good.
And everything that is trailing up behind you to destroy you will drown. Come on now. But first, you got to keep it behind you. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You cannot let it destroy you. You cannot run from it. You got to stay in position where your eyes is on God, where everything that tries to come up against you, you will recognize the power that you can use to defeat your giant. My God.
Hallelujah. This is good.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
We
gaze
steadily.
That's what we want you to understand is gaze steadily.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. The Lord is restoring.
Yes, he
is. The Lord is renewing. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. He's reconciling relationships. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we were sitting here, the Lord told me to say that he's strengthening you. Somebody just asked to be strengthened. Give me the strength, hallelujah, because you were in a situation, and the Lord said that he's giving you strength.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. The Lord said continue to gaze steadily. Hallelujah. He just heard your prayer. This is a recent prayer. Amen. Somebody say, I need the strength. Hallelujah. Because you're going through something you never went through a day in your life. Hallelujah. This is new to you. Hallelujah. You asked the Lord to give you strength, and the Lord said, I'm strengthening you. Glory be to God. I know what I'm talking about. The Lord said, as long as you continue to gaze steadily on me, I'm going to continue to strengthen you. Glory be to God.
Yes.
I'm going to continue to push you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to continue to restore you in the mighty name of Jesus. As long as you begin to gaze steadily onto the Lord. Amen. Some of us are hanging around people that means us no good. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord is saying now it's time to cut the cord and begin to gaze steadily on him in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord said it's time to cut the cord. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give me a second because the Lord has shifted me. And the Lord is saying you got some people hanging around you that's leeching. Hallelujah. That's why you always feel drained. Hallelujah. You got some people hanging around you because they see dollar signs. Hallelujah. They trying to get connected to you because they trying to ride your coattail with your business you got. Hallelujah. They mean you no good. Hallelujah. The Lord said cut the cord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you got some people that's not edifying you. Hallelujah. They don't want you, glory be to God, to walk in your calling. They don't want you to walk in your purpose. The Lord is saying now it's time to cut the cord and gaze steadily in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord is saying stop being fearful. Hallelujah. And what I'm telling you to go out and do. Hallelujah. Stop being fearful. Glory be to God. The Lord is telling you to launch. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put the net out there. I don't care if you did it before, thus said the Lord. You didn't do it with me.
Yes,
the Lord,
Lord
has said, go ahead and cast the net to the right side of the boat. And the Lord has said, cut the cord out and gaze steadily. And you're going to bring back, a net full. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord has said, do not be fearful in this season. Hallelujah. This is a season of harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you got to gaze steadily. This is the season where the seeds are about to sprout, but you got to gaze steadily in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We all know that a seed has to sprout at some time in our life. The Lord has said the time is now. You just got to continue to gaze steadily. Oh, my Lord, on today. Don't worry about what the doctors are saying. Focus on God and gaze steadily. Don't worry about the doors that man are trying to shut in your face. The Lord said, I'm about to open a door that no man can shut. Just gaze steadily in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, my Lord, on today.
My God.
Just gaze steadily. Do not be fearful in this season.
This is a season where the Lord is about to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Do not be fearful to launch out. Hallelujah. The Lord has got some authors on this live, got some authors on this phone. The Lord said, don't be afraid to write your story. Oh, oh, the Lord said, it's time to write your story. Gaze steadily. Oh, my Lord, on today. Glory be to God. And I'm going to give you a title because the Lord is saying gazing steadily. Ooh.
There it goes.
So, I know what I'm talking. I'm not crazy, y'all. Glory be to God. The Lord said this is a title of somebody's book. It's not my book. I already got the title to what he want me to write. This is for somebody. It said the title was gazing steadily. Somebody know that God said write your story. He said title it gazing steadily. Whoa, my Lord. Do not be fearful to launch. Hallelujah. The Lord is about to do exceedingly and abundantly. He's just telling you to simply gaze steadily.
Amen. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. Gaze steadily, you all. Continue to keep focused on God, regardless of what it looks like. Hold on to the Lord. Read the word. The secret is in the word. The secret sauce is in the word.
I just want to say this, and we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to get back to my wife. Stop going back. The Lord says, stop going back. Stop going back and forth. Stop going back. Listen, I'm talking to somebody who the Lord has brought you from something, but you still keep on going back because it's familiar to you. Oh, listen. We're going back because it's familiar. Listen, hallelujah. Because it's familiar don't mean that it's right. Huh? Listen, the Lord is saying, continue to gaze steadily on me and I will instruct you. Stop going back because you got friends there, because it's some people you know there. Just because you're familiar, it doesn't mean it's right. Listen, Lot's wife, she looked back because it was familiar to her, but it wasn't right. Oh, oh. So we got to continue to gaze forward, gaze steadily on the things that's in front of us, which is God, and don't look back. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God, you all. We love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast, Carry the Message podcast with Elations Radio.
Hey, Sister Kimmy Kim.
Yes, I want to shout out my sis, Kimmy Robinson. We love you so much, sis. Thank you for just allowing God to lead you on this platform and you ask us to be a part. It's truly amazing, and we love you so much. My book, Prison of the Mess, is on Amazon.com. You guys, you can go check that out. Also, Pastor, he got 3 songs that's out for 99 cents. You guys, keep on. All that's left and just me and you.
Just me and you.
I want to say just you and me. I don't know why.
But it's just me and you.
Just me and you.
Just me and you.
Amen. Yes, featuring myself, you
just
guys.
Me, you,
amen.
You.
So, you guys, our church service is every Saturday at 11 o'clock.
That good?
And our church
service. Yeah, I got a blush because I sound so good in here. Y'all can't see it because I'm blushing. I hit that high note. I hit that baritone.
So, you guys, our church service every Saturday at 11 p.m. Our Bible studies is every Thursday at 6 p.m., you guys. At 14550 New Halls Ferry Road. Guys, come and welcome you with open arms.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe that's it. I believe that's it.
Tomorrow, if you ain't got a church home, if you ain't got nowhere to worship tomorrow, come on.
Come celebrate
worship
with us.
At 11 o'clock.
Yes.
14550
yes.
New Halls Ferry Road,
visit.
St. Louis, Missouri, 63130.
That's a good question.
I think that's it right there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think that's it right there. Look at that. 30, but
yes.
Come worship with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. We love you all so much. Have a blessed evening.
We are.
Amen.
Come on, champ.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the crowd, champ. Don't worry about the sideshow distractions, champ. I want you to stay focused on your opponent. I want you to stay focused on the prize, champ. Look, keep jabbing. Yeah. Keep jabbing and keep sticking and moving, champ. Yeah. Stick to the game plan, champ. Yeah.
I'm a champion.
Yeah. Stick to the game plan, cause we winning, champ.
I'm a
we champion, champ. Yeah. Keep winning,
champ.
I'm a champion.
I'm a champion.
You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up. Let's go another round.
Hey.
I'm built for this. Call me Duracell. Facing trials on earth. Watch me endure hell. I'm a champion. You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up. Let's go another round. Man, I'm built for this. Call me Dirt Spell. Facing trials on earth. Watch me endure hell.
I was made to do this. This ain't a game to me, miss. Take the breath out of beat. Like a kangaroo kick. Ain't the same as you is. I ain't as lame as you is. Man, I got aim at that heart. As a rapper aiming at lid. I was taught to handle my biz. I was taught to fight through tears. I was taught to trust in God. Do that so I won't fear. And it's real clear that he won't send me to a place I shouldn't be. I'm a champion, got my hands high. Yo, no doubt I got victory. I don't really think you hearing me. Jesus all in my vicinity. Covered, you can never get to me. Haters disappearing instantly. Really into his divinity. Beautiful just like a symphony. Holy Ghost it just got into me. You think you ripping me? Gotta be kidding me. Champion, hey.
I'm a champion. You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up. Let's go another round. I'm built for this. Call me Duracell. Facing trials on earth. Watch me endure hell. I'm a champion. You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up. Let's go another round. Man, I'm built for this. Call me Duracell. Facing trials on earth. Watch me endure hell. Keep on pushing. Yeah, they call me Rocky. As Apollo Creed. Man, them death won't stop me. I'm feeling great. Cause my coach is greater.
Let's go.
I'm ducking shots and uppercutting haters.
I'm
off the ropes, time to bob and weave. I'm in the center, I know they watching me.
Keep looking.
You can't count me out when he count me in. I got both arms up when the round ends.
Winning.
Been chose to fight before my mama pushed.
Yeah.
I came out swinging, had the devil shook.
Yeah.
I've been training, I'm a heavyweight. And it's been raining, but I got heavy face. I'm a champion,
yeah.
You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up,
yeah.
Let's go another round.
Hey.
I'm built for this,
built.
Call me Duracell. Facing trials on earth, watch me endure hell.
Hey.
I'm a champion,
champ.
You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round. Man, I'm built for this. Call me Duracell. Facing trials on earth. Watch me endure hell.
Winning, 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 winning. Ain't no chicken dinner, just blessed hands from righteous living. Wrote it because I visioned the blood, my ammunition. Pleaded for many reasons, but needed for my allegiance. No conversation corrupted, my soul won't grab a seat. We talking edification, my soul ready to eat. Yeah, get them champ, my signal for wicked coming up skeet. Camouflage for you haters, but always ready to preach. Papa Willie, I'm stunning Jehovah running the streets. The charges mandated and bracing for the increase. Family matters, they sponging, want generations to see. Crawl before you walk it, a saint's ready to leap. Glory tucking the sheets, lurker sipping some tea. You stay running with enemies, probably in it too deep. Champion.